This is Rod Peterson on demand. No!
There are some sports that aren't afraid of the rough stuff. It's called the National Lacrosse League, where they're kicking the crap out of each other every night.
How about that?
And UFC. Because human nature hasn't changed. There's still aggression. Kids still need to take their aggression up. So maybe they don't play hockey anymore. Maybe they play football. Maybe they play lacrosse. But if this is the way that junior hockey wanted to go anyways, I say let's play if that's what it's going to take.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hi-yo! Welcome to the RP Show, everybody. What are you laughing at?
Hi-ho, Silver.
Yes, away! It is Tuesday, November 3rd, and it is Canada's daytime sports talk show. We are on the air. Major mind flip for us here in the bunker. It is the second day after the time change, and the Game Plus national television audience joins us here for now hour two of the program. Like, so much has happened already. The first hour was live on Facebook. We had the U of R Rams head coach Mark McConkie joining us here in the bunker, announcing one of our newest sponsors, the Rams 50-50. From the U Sports football team's biggest fundraiser of the year. And we got a lot of topics covered, and we're going to cover them again. Jordan, let's do it, please, with the Quick Six Show topics. Thank you. I should mention that Sirius XM NFL Radio's Zig Fricassi is going to be joining us coming up in our second segment today from New York. But let's go with the show topics. Number one, it is U.S. Election Day, and that's the extent of how much we're going to talk about it. We've done a very good job, I think, of limited the political talk today.
We have.
Although, I do expect, however this election turns out, by midnight tonight, we should know. I think it'll have a huge effect on our lives as it relates to the pandemic, because the pandemic, I believe, is not random. So we'll see how it goes. I hope for change for the better in our lives. Point two. Monday Night Football, the Buccaneers held off the New York Giants 25-23. I will say this, Darren DuPont. There's a lot of talk, and has been for ages, about what's the most entertaining game, NFL or CFL. There is no CFL in 2020, so even those that were the Canadian football fans only are now watching American football more. You can't deny the games have been really good. Okay. There's been very few dogs in the National Football League, and last night wasn't one.
Very good. Very good football game. And, you know, the Giants are a one-win football team, but everybody plays better and elevates their game on Monday night. And there are bad teams in the NFL, but this is still the National Football League. They're all very capable, at least, of playing the game. So you knew that the Giants were going to come out and play, right? This is Monday Night Football. This is the big stage. And it's against Tom Brady and Gronk and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So they came to play, and they got a 14-3 lead out the gate. They took him right down to the wire, but in the end, I mean, Tom is Tom, right?
He's the best for a reason, and the Bucs are 6-2. If you're a regular viewer of this show, you know that we sprinkle in along the way comments from our viewers, and it's another reason that today is great. Our Facebook bug has been fixed, and I can now see who's writing into the show. So John Ohm, in Winnipeg, writes in, can we get Kelly Rudy on the show sometime? Why? We've had him multiple times. Clark, do we want to get on that? Oh, Clark tells me that Kelly is on vacation. He usually likes to go to Europe, okay. Kelly Rudy. So we're working on it, John, but we have had him on many times in the past. Point three of our Quick Six show topics. What else is up in the National Football League? It is trade deadline day today, and Zig can talk a little bit about that. I find it's a little bit of an odd time to have a trade deadline. I feel that we're in week nine. I guess that's halfway through. But in most pro leagues, it's way closer to the end of the year. Is it not?
Especially in hockey, they have the deadline, what, in February or March? Like, they have it towards the last, you know, 6 weeks of the season.
Yeah, and it seems early.
You kind of figure out who's a contender and who's not. But the difference is, in the NFL, this is kind of the time where we have that separation already of who's a contender and who's not, who's in and who's out. And that's typically when they have the trade, you know, the trade deadline. So it's a little different. Teams are in it a lot longer in hockey. Football, though, you go out, you get out to a bad start in the first 5 or 6 weeks, and there's usually no coming back from that.
I can't wait to talk to Zig about that. And we had a viewer in Pittsburgh last hour saying, can you ask Zig why there's not more talk of the Canadian Football League on Sirius XM NFL? It's a good question. I'm going to put that to Ziggy.
All right.
Our director of scouting, Craig Smith, is watching. He says the Giants have now lost 4 games by 4 points or less. Do you know what many would say about that? Means you're not good enough. That's what that means. Point 4. Toronto Blue Jays skipper Charlie Montoyo has been named a finalist for the American League Manager of the Year Award. Some people are shocked by that, even Jays fans. Not only am I not shocked by that, I think he's going to win the whole thing. One of the youngest teams in the majors, very low payroll, and homeless. Maybe that is the most important point of this whole thing. The Blue Jays were homeless. We're just sitting out here watching their story going, like 2 days before the start of the season, they didn't know where their home games were going to be played because they started on the road, right, for the first 5 or 6 games.
Right.
And they go on to clinch a playoff spot? Hell yeah, he's going to win the whole thing.
It was a very, very great story that the Jays were able to do that with a young group. And they gained some valuable experience for a young group who's ready to take that next step and become a contender in the next, you know, year or two. I thought they did a lot of great things. And, yeah, they got bounced pretty early in the playoffs. What did you call it? It wouldn't be a book about the playoffs. It'd be a pamphlet.
That's
I remember
right.
that. But, you know, it's wild. And that's why I think you have to take into account a lot of different factors when we're talking about Coach of the Year and what he did with that group. Very, very special.
Sprinkling in our viewer comments, viewer in Edmonton says, I don't think they'll be able to play in Toronto next season either. The Blue Jays, that is. Oh, back to point one. I think the world's going to change. Life on this continent's going to change with today's U.S. presidential election, depending on who either remains president or who becomes president, we may see a massive shift in COVID controls. You can't control a virus. It's not going to go away when you wave a wand, but how you respond to it could change mightily. And that includes border closure, large gatherings, the way the government is dealing with it. Because if the government changes or stays the same and changes its view, all of our lives are going to change. That does bring up, however, the Steve Simmons tweet that we mentioned, famed Toronto Sun columnist saying today he's hearing that the NHL season won't start until February. None of that surprises me. He didn't give any details. A very ambiguous tweet, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, a little bit.
Almost trolling-like.
Right. That is, you know, it's not going to happen. And I'm sure there's a lot of things on the table. You know, what's going to happen if we have to cancel the whole season? What happens if we start in January or February or March? But you know what? The further it moves along, the tougher it gets, obviously. And it's a much bigger deal to plan for a full season than it is to plan a bubble. We talked about that last hour, but it's a lot more difficult to talk about traveling and keeping all of the controls, that control environment, when you're not in a bubble.
This is the segment we call the warm-up, and you are watching across North America on Game Plus TV plus Facebook Live. We mentioned last hour we had the head coach of the University of Regina Rams football program, Mark McConkey, right here in the bunker. They launched the Rams 50-50, which is only eligible to ticket buyers within the 30-mile radius of Regina. It's their biggest fundraiser of the year, and believe me, university football, university sports, needs your help at this time. Gary in Winnipeg's watching. He says, I'm sorry, I can't buy the Rams 50-50 being in Winnipeg. I supported the Friends of the Riders lottery. Get somebody in Regina to buy the tickets for you, Gary. You're a bright guy. Don't just throw your hands up and say, I'm out because I live in Winnipeg.
That's what everybody did with the Oilers lottery.
Let's get ingenious. Rose in Edmonton is watching and she says, I'm kind of bummed that I'll be missing your first hour until spring. That bums me too. Something as little as a time change, how much it affects people's lives. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, moving on. Point 5. we were talking about the skipper of the year in the American League. It's a regular season only award. Our poll question today is, should these awards include playoffs or not? Let me go to the big board here, my Twitter feed, and check the update on our poll. For Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center, should coach/manager of the year awards include the playoffs? I voted yes. It's a whole season thing. Are we going to get into this now?
Yeah, we can.
The majority of people on Twitter are saying no, regular season only. That's on Twitter. And a slim majority on Facebook are saying yes, it should include the playoffs. And Ziggy Ficassi is watching from New York right now. Zig, I want your take on this too. Let's get into it. Did we roll the graphics last hour for the face-off? I don't know if we did.
Well, we roll them. We can roll the graphic anyway.
For the Mad Greek and Ultimate Fan Zone, I say yes, 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 a million times yes. And I will give you one example, and that's all we need. Toronto Raptors coach Dwayne Casey wins NBA Coach of the Year. A week later, he's fired because they got swept in round one of the playoffs. He's not Coach of the Year. It delegitimizes the trophy, the award. If you fire the coach of the year, it's embarrassing. And you don't agree. Well, you started agreeing with me.
I do.
And then you changed your mind.
I agree with you because I'm romantic and I'm optimistic that everybody can you know, get on the same page and do this the right way. The problem is, for me, and it's kind of the opposite of what you said, if you allow playoffs to play a factor of it, Charlie Montoya is not winning the award. It's going to Tampa. It's going to...
Not necessarily.
It's going to the
Dodgers. Not necessarily.
I guarantee it will. Because, you know, especially because the Jays lost out in the first round. Jays win a round, maybe he's got a chance.
Who are you going to vote for? Kevin Cash, who soiled himself in Game 6 of the World Series? That alone.
Beat the Jays.
Cost himself a World Series with bad management.
But the Dodgers won, right? So that's probably where my vote's going. Right? Simply because.
To who?
You know.
To who?
And it totally, but it totally takes away what Charlie Montoya did, right? You're not even thinking about Montoya. Right? It's just out of your mind because they lost out. And really, he did something really great taking that Jays. It was the biggest job that a coach did. I mean, Tampa's a good team. Dodgers are a good team. The Dodgers were expected to win, right? And they did. So how much did their coach play a factor in that? I don't know. Their manager.
From viewer Dean Barton. He says, I think it should include the playoffs. If it doesn't, there should be another Coach of the Year award for the playoffs. Hey, look, by the way, Darren, it's a fantastic discussion.
You sure?
You know, maybe there should be a separate one. Daryl Sutter takes over the LA Kings in January, goes on to win the Stanley Cup. Craig Berube does the exact same thing with the St. Louis Blues. Like,
that's Coach of the Year stuff.
No! Because it's only for the regular season.
Right.
Those guys, well, their award's the Stanley Cup. They don't need any other trophy on their mantles other than that.
True.
They've got the ring. John in Edmonton says, Rod, do you think there should be a CFL Sirius XM channel? Oh, yes. We've mentioned that on the air before. You and I could sit in our bevy of guests and talk Canadian Football League for hours and hours and hours on end. We could do it.
Yeah.
I wish that there was a Sirius XM Canadian Football League channel. But as of now, there is not. One more for you, Ziggy. Write these down, Zig. We had a guy in Pittsburgh wants to know why you guys don't talk more CFL on Sirius XM NFL radio. I know you got an answer, Zig. I'm going to put it to you when we come back for you next break. I'm not sure we've come to any decision on whether these awards for Coach of the Year should include the playoffs or not. I'm saying yes. You're saying no.
Yeah, I think so.
And the viewers are split almost right down the middle.
Yeah.
So let's move on.
Sure.
Point six. Our CFL Simulation League is down to the division semifinals this weekend. Have you come up with the betting lines for the games?
Yeah.
Okay. So at 5 p.m. Eastern on our Facebook Live channel, The Rod Peterson Show, we'll be broadcasting the 9-9 Toronto Argonauts at the 10-8 Ottawa Redblacks at 5 p.m. Eastern, followed by the second game of the doubleheader, the 3-6 playoff game, the 9-9 BC Lions at the 10-8 Saskatchewan Roughriders. And I've been looking at the forecast. Looks like a very beautiful night at Virtual Mosaic Stadium for Saturday night's game. What's the betting line for Argos?
Razor thin, but it's
1.5.
I was going to say 2.5 for Ottawa, and even tighter, 1.5 for the Riders.
Woo! Sask by 1.5. I like it. Follow our Twitter feed at CFL Sim for all your CFL Sim news, stats, schedules, all the rest. All kinds of... from Jeff Kozak. He says, I think they play CFL games on XM. They do. Sirius Canada Talks, Channel 167. That's different. Totally different. We're talking about a dedicated channel. Lauren in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania is watching. He says, Rod, the CFL needs radio, TV, and more media with players. They need to be leveraged just like the NFL does down south. You're the man to keep doing this. Lauren, have you been reading my diary? But if we have to pull teeth to get them to do interviews or cooperate with us, what's the point? Craig Campbell's watching from the Hockey Hall of Fame in downtown Toronto. He says, take the Argos all day long versus Ottawa. I'd say here's one reason, biggest reason to watch. We haven't had a kick return touchdown all year in the entire CFL Sim Esports League. I have a feeling it's going to happen in the playoffs. You don't.
I don't.
You don't.
I went so far as to say 1,500-1. Those are the odds that it's going to happen. Like, not happening at all. And I'll even take your money if you want to put a bet on it. And I'll pay it out.
You'll pay out a $1,500 on a $1 bet if there's a kick return touchdown.
But that money needs to be, like, literally delivered to the office. I'm not taking your IOUs.
Not virtual money.
Yet. No.
By the way, our rock star of the day yesterday, as voted on by you, the viewers, was Alan Miller. He is the general manager of Canada's team at the World Juniors, and he's also the general manager of the Moose Jaw Warriors. Alan Miller was a rock star of the day yesterday. There will be a test at the end of today's show that you can vote on Twitter for our rock star of the day. And your options will be Mark McConkey and Zeke Fricasse and any of you zany viewers that step up and do something exciting. I think that's it. We're ready to go to Zeke next. All right, on NFL Trade Deadline Day, Zeke Fricasse from SiriusXM NFL Radio joins us next. This has been The Warm-Up. You're watching the RP Show on Game Plus Television Network, Facebook Live, and you're listening live for Suds Regina at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you. Unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back, everybody. We are live for the RP Show. Canada's daytime sports talk show continues. Just want to remind you that the Prairie Mobile text line is open. 306-840-8777. They are your authorized SaskTel Mobility dealer, headquartered in Winnipeg. But our first guest here is Zeke Fricasse from SiriusXM NFL Radio, longtime buddy of ours. Ziggy joining us from home today. How you doing, Zeke?
What's going on, Rod Pete?
You're sounding like $105 today, Zeke, I can tell you. What do you got? Oh, you got my Riders shirt on today. You found
See,
it.
See, I told you. Absolutely, man.
To our viewers, I hand-delivered that to Zig in New York when I visited him downtown New York. What a great day that was.
Yeah, it sure was. What was it, New Year's Eve or the day before? And there was literally like six people in the building, and you told me you were coming up, and I was happy that you did. I gave you the quarter tour, not the dime or nickel tour, but it was great. And glad to, I still have the swag, dude, and always grateful.
Always trying to rep the Riders down there as much as I can. By the way, selfishly, I got to ask you this. The Howard Stern studio, off limits. That was very clearly pointed out by security. Can you explain why? We couldn't get anywhere near the Howard Stern studio. What's the deal there?
Well, I mean, you know, he is the multi-million dollar guy, and, you know, there's a lot of things I'm sure that are sort of, you know, not for public consumption, let's just say. Heck, I mean, I don't even get to go in there, for goodness sake, but, you know, it's been a different experience, I think, for everybody involved, Rod, especially with, you know, the way things are right now. I've been doing more work from home, but also for my sports updates during the week, I do go into our New York City studios. So it's been kind of an adjustment for everybody.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I want to thank you again. It was one of the greatest days of my life. You probably think it was just another tour of the radio station, but for me, I think about it often. So, Zig, you've been watching for a while. You've heard some of the questions I was going to throw at you. One is, should these Coach of the Year awards include the playoffs or not? We see in Major League Baseball they don't. As a matter of fact, most leagues they don't. Should they?
I'm a little conflicted on that, probably because, let's just say it this way. Say, you know, you were talking about Charlie Montoya, and who I thought did an absolutely fabulous job with the Blue Jays, and playing, by the way, in my old neck of the woods in Buffalo. So that's not an easy proposition. And so that right there, Rod, would warrant consideration. Now, say, for example, like Dave Roberts, they won the World Series with the Los Angeles Dodgers. They're expected to win. They've got the highest payroll. They've got the best pitcher in baseball in Kershaw. So then they wind up winning. Should he get it? Because they're expected to win. That's where I'm conflicted. So I don't think you could short shrift, you know, the team that went from last to a playoff spot. So my answer would be I'd probably keep them separate. Would I be open to maybe, you know, manager of the year in the postseason? Possibly. But I think you got to keep the two separate. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, it's a fantastic debate, I think, that we've not really ever had, you know, but it's a good one. And the other question came from Lauren in Pittsburgh, and he asked, why there's not more CFL talk on Sirius XM NFL radio? You're the host. I'll put it to you.
Well, thanks. Yeah, throw me under the bus now. Hey, yeah, there you go. I could tell you whenever, you know, I'm on, we do discuss Canadian football. Unfortunately, they're not playing this year, so that's one thing. But to answer the question, I think it probably has to be tied in to say if a team makes a move, then you can kind of, I guess, couch the discussion in, so to speak. Well, he did play up in Canada. Of course, they've had some great players, this, that, and the third. So I think part of it's also interest too. We get a fair share of Canadian callers, and you know, when the question is broached, we do try to talk about it as intelligently as possible. So hopefully if they start playing again next year, you know, I'm a champion of the league, and I would surely love to do a show with you and the other guys if we ever wound up getting one for Sirius XM to chat CFL, because I still think it's a fabulous and underrated league. And I know when they turned 100, you know, we did a special show about that. We had Joe Theismann on, Warren Moon, and one of the executives, I think Mike, was it Mike McCarthy? I forgot the name, but anyway,
Mike McCarthy. We did. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that guy, dude, you serve him up. It may be 10 minutes before you ask your next question, but he's really good. But we've had special shows like that on Channel 88.
Mike McCarthy is a wealth of information, and he was the player personnel guy and GM of the Argos when they won the Grey Cup with the ownership of Wayne Gretzky, Bruce McNall, and John Candy. So, yeah, that would have been a great show. And that's the thing. Right. Sirius XM NFL Radio does not shun the Canadian Football League. I listen all the time. Zig, you guys talk about it. This guy played in Canada. That guy came from the CFL. So I get it. I absolutely do get it. Now, you probably didn't plan to come on and talk about all these things. The one you probably did plan on was the NFL trade deadline, and it's today. And I just wonder, like, it's not nearly as big as the NHL trade deadline, where TSN dedicates a whole day to trade deadline. It just doesn't seem that big of a day, or have I misread it?
It's not really, it's not like you guys up in Canada do a phenomenal job, you know, covering all that, because it is a seminal day, Rod. But, you know, we've already had some trades made in the National Football League. Everson Griffin, for example, went from Dallas to Detroit. Carlos Dunlap, the veteran Bengals end, winds up in Seattle. Now there's some scuttlebutt about possibly Will Fuller, the Texans receiver, I believe, is on the final year of his contract. Green Bay seems to be desperate for a wide receiver. I suppose anything's possible. Could the Cowboys be doing more moves? I suppose. Actually, their defense was a semblance of a defense Sunday night, by the way. But, you know, you're looking at some teams possibly adding with Buffalo, for example, 6-2, but can't stop the run. Would they like to add maybe a veteran defender? It wouldn't surprise me. And I know people always get upset, Rod, about, well, geez, how are you getting, you know, Desmond King, for example, who's a pretty good corner, was sent from the Chargers to the Tennessee Titans for a sixth-round pick. Well, they're saying, well, how come you couldn't get more for him? Well, a couple of factors. Number one, he's on the final year of his deal, so he may not re-sign with the Chargers anyway. So even if you lost him, and if it was a compensatory, say, seventh-round pick, you already got a sixth for him from Tennessee. So in that way, it's kind of a win. And then you got a factor too. You know, these teams know that you're trying to unload players. So why would you, you know, offer more than really what would be fair? Now, you know, you're not going to see, I don't think you're going to see an Amari Cooper for a number one pick today, or Minka Fitzpatrick for a first round pick, though I've been surprised before. So it is what it is. And, you know, let's not forget too, Rod, next year the cap's going to be flat, and there's a lot of teams in some serious hurts. So they're trying to dump salary any way that they can.
And why would you bring that on? But that's the difference between the NFL and an NHL or even an NBA or MLB. Zig, you've kind of brought that up. You got an idea now who the contending teams are. And in those other leagues, you'd be, you know, the teams that are out of it would be selling off pieces. And the NFL doesn't really do that. They don't really do that.
No, they don't. And, you know, it's, again, the margin. I agree with what Tony Dungy actually said the other day. He says the margin between the middle teams and the top isn't all that great. Same thing if the middle teams to the bottom teams. Again, the margin isn't all that great. So I think unless you've got, you know, a real burning desire, for example, if there's a team screaming to add a corner like a Stephon Gilmore, would you be willing to pay like what the Patriots supposedly want is a player and a first round pick? I don't know if teams would be that desperate to do that. So again, it's in the eyes of the beholder. And of course, New England's going to make that kind of demand because Gilmore is, what was he, the reigning defensive player of the year. So they're, I think, justified in asking for the King's ransom compensation.
And he plays every single snap, every game.
Yes.
Colin in Ottawa is watching. He says, does Zig think my New York Jets are going to go 0-16? And how bad is Adam Gase as a head coach? You're in New York. What's the word in the Big Apple about the Gotham Green?
Yeah, more like gangrene at this particular point.
There's the
that's what they're, that's what they're actually that, that's what they're actually they do call him that. And for Colin, gosh, I'm wondering if they do get a win or two this year. It's kind of scary because I think the fans, and there I know a lot of people who are hardcore fans of that franchise, and it's clear that they've been mismanaged for an awful long time. Though I would say Joe Douglas is an accomplished player personnel guy. I think this is going to take quite a bit of a rebuild. Adam Gase, I've never quite been sold on. Maybe it's because Peyton Manning ordained him to be this genius. And all of a sudden, I mean, now he's on his second coaching job and he's going to be kicked out of there anytime soon. So I think this will be, you know, he'll be the coach, or he'll be an ex-coach probably by the time next year rolls around. You know, and the thing is, too, I feel bad for Sam Darnold. This poor guy's been battered around a little bit. He was a third overall pick, and now everybody's starting to, you know, do the tank for Trevor, referring to Trevor Lawrence, the outstanding quarterback from Clemson, who, by the way, won't play against Notre Dame Saturday because of the COVID-19 issues. So it's unfair for him to deal that. And it's interesting, too, a lot of critics, including myself, thought that they way overpaid for Le'Veon Bell and Mosley, C.J. Mosley, the former Ravens linebacker. Well, Bell's no longer there. He's now in Kansas City, and C.J. Mosley opted out of the season. So when you miss on big-time free agents like that, Rod, you're going to pay. So I think they need to, you know, tear the thing down, build from scratch, find out who your key people are, and hopefully they stockpile some picks and hopefully they start the rebuild.
I can't imagine what it's like in New York with the fans right now, Zig, because I think that same trip where I visited you, my wife was shopping on Fifth Avenue, and I stopped in at a hotel, and I said to the doorman, is there a lounge in here that I can watch? I want to watch the Jets game. And the doorman goes, why? You could just imagine, right? It was like at the end of the year, and he's like, why would you even watch these guys? You see I'm wearing my Buck shirt in honor of TB12 and Tampa, Zig.
Yes. How timely, Rod.
Yeah.
Nice.
Have things gone the way you thought they would in terms, is Tampa maybe ahead at 6-2 of where you thought they'd be? And the Patriots, since I got you here, they're talking about sitting Cam Newton down. They've lost 4 in a row. Has it gone for New England the way you kind of thought that it would?
First, Tampa, probably about where I thought it would be. I mean, you've got the greatest quarterback of this generation, and then you assimilate, you know, Gronk in, so there's always that rapport. And then, you know, Tom's got the best weapons I think he's ever had, other than the, you know, late 2000s, early 2010 when they had Moss. And then, obviously, we all know his sordid past, but Aaron Hernandez and Gronk, that was the best combo, I think, in recent memory in terms of tight ends. I think he's got an assortment of weapons now, and you're seeing some of these other guys, you know, Scotty Miller step up and everything, and now you've got Antonio Brown into the mix, and he and Brady are very close, and, you know, hopefully Antonio's over his demons, and hopefully there's nothing with his legal issues. If there is, Arians said that he would not be with the team any longer, so there's that comment on that. With New England, I thought it would be a bit of a rough stretch. I didn't think it would be this rough. I actually thought the Patriots played a pretty good game against Buffalo the other day, and it was clear they were going in for at least the tie, possibly the win, but then Cam laid the ball down, and that was a clutch play by Buffalo, and I think that's kind of a seminal win for the Bills because they haven't beaten the Patriots in gosh knows how long. So it just hasn't worked. Belichick was on our airwaves the other day and obviously talking about, you know, they haven't had much practice time, which there's validity to that. You know, Cam with the COVID, there's some validity with that. But, you know, Tom Brady, Rod, I thought, you know, that's why he's in Tampa. He saw the writing on the wall. The fact that New England was able to do the things the last couple of years and not replenish their skill positions. You know, the old Michael Ray Richardson saying, Rod, the ship be sinking. I think he saw that with the New England Patriots. And now, you know, at this particular point in time, yeah, Brady may be winning the battle, so to speak, because everyone's wondering, well, you know, was it Brady that made Belichick or Belichick that made Brady? So at this point, I think Tom's winning that. But let's not take away from Belichick being one of the greatest, if not the greatest coach of all time. And hopefully that he'll get that separated. But at the same time, I think New England may be looking at a significant reboot too. And, you know, as great as Belichick is with the X's and O's, evaluating talent, collegiate talent, Rod, has been not so great for him. So you wonder if Casario gets a bigger role with that, or they bring somebody in to run the draft and replenish what they have up there in Foxborough.
Well, let's remember, after week two, they were talking contract extension for Cam Newton, or at least the media was, so how quickly things can change. They're telling us we have less than a minute, Zig, so two quick ones. What is the actual time of the deadline today? When's it over?
I believe 4 Eastern time.
Okay, and the Cowboys, it's a yes or no. Are they going to go after a quarterback, do you think? Our Cowboys.
Yes, our Cowboys. This year now, they're hoping that Dalton returns this week. Of course, they play the Steelers, so how ironic would that be with Andy being a Cincinnati player? DiNucci, I thought there was a little too much gimmickry and, you know, him impersonating Kenta Culvey with these sidearm throws Sunday night. So it was a tough time for him. Dak's their quarterback, Rod. You and I both know that.
Absolutely. Okay, Ziggy, you are the best, my man. Keep it up. We're listening every day. Appreciate the time today. Stay safe.
All right, my brother. Thanks for having me on.
The outstanding Zig Fracassi joining us from New York from SiriusXM NFL Radio. We'll be back with a sports update and the always popular viewer takeover. Hang on, everybody. You're watching the RP Show on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live for Suds Regina at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Oh, yeah, he's back. Time for more of The Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, you can order these mugs at rodpetersonshop.com, right? Dupes, $28. Keeps your drink hot or cold.
Oh, yeah.
Depends on what you want. You got one going, too?
It's awesome.
Those are really good thermoses. From our viewers, Wayne and Victoria, Zig is great. Well done, Rod. I didn't do anything. Clark lined him up. Zig answered the questions. Lauren in Pittsburgh. Rod, awesome interview with Zig. Would love to see a show with you and him all about the CFL. Hashtag make it happen. Well, as I was saying to our live studio guest earlier, Mighty El Mike, who is of Norwegian descent and brought in this Leska.
Lefsa.
We'll be enjoying it after the show. I made my services.
You don't have to pronounce it right to enjoy
just,
it.
Just eat it. Yeah.
Exactly.
We are encyclopedia salesmen. We don't have to spell them to sell them.
You know what?
What movie?
I don't know.
Kingpin.
Okay.
Anyways, I made my services available to SiriusXM NFL Radio about 10 years ago for any time you guys want to talk CFL. I'm available up here in Canada. The voice of Canada's team. They said, don't call us. We'll call you. Never heard from them again. And to this day, they don't do any CFL coverage. I get it from our listeners and viewers. I think we would be far better off just doing a CFL show on some Canadian satellite channel than trying to muscle our way into NFL radio. I mean, the NFL Network, for a period, did air some CFL games a few years ago. But you're right. The second training camps open in the NFL, they don't want anything to do with the CFL. That's right. Just the way that it is.
It's 24/7, and it's every team, and it's every position, and it's every player, and it's every story. And when they're done with that, they're going to go back and do it again. So yeah, there's more than enough. Maybe in May, June, and maybe July, you might get some CFL interest, but that'd be it.
We would be better off doing it in Canada, and then digitally, it could be accessed anywhere in the world, and everybody would be happy. But for the CFL, I don't know what's best. And their house is currently on fire, so they're not thinking about things like this.
Correct.
Believe me, they're not. Continuing this in a minute, but a sports update. There's some really interesting things I dug up here.
Okay.
Because I said to Clark, I'm sick of talking about tennis and, these other sports. So I'm going to go and dig.
That's okay.
Lackluster for much of the game, Tom Brady did what he does best in the second half last night. TB12 threw touchdown passes to Rob Gronkowski and Mike Evans, lifting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to a 25-23 win over the New York Giants on Monday Night Football. Bucks now 6-2. And what did they say the Giants are? 1-6, I think.
1-5 or 1-6. Yeah.
Bad, anyways. FC Edmonton has named Eric Neuendorp as its new president and general manager. Neuendorp most recently served as vice president of sales and analytics for the Tulsa Drillers, the AA affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and in this same capacity for the Tulsa Roughnecks of the USL, United States Soccer League. So he's going to Edmonton.
All right.
The NCAA's announcement of a college basketball start date led to huge scrambles as schools tried to fill out schedules altered by the pandemic. Instead of getting easier with time, the task of building schedules has become more difficult as the season start date nears. Travel is an issue. So is finding common testing protocols. Restrictions in every state are all different and constantly changing with virus cases on the rise. Because you know the science is different from one state to another, right?
Right.
Did you know that?
Apparently it is.
So it's been like trying to simultaneously build 353 separate puzzles with overlapping and sometimes missing pieces, and time is running out. This is from the Associated Press, by the way. Coach K, down at Duke, he said, "We don't know a lot of things, but we know we're going to have March Madness. We know we're going to have a regular season. We just don't know much about both, and it's a hell of a way to run a railroad." That's from Coach K. Can you believe this?
What a story.
I know.
Puzzle pieces, railroads. It's like name 10 chocolate bars and you tap it on their head. Let's go. Isn't it?
That's really good. That's really good. This is like the toy section at Walmart. Here's another one. The report was produced. Oh, hang on. Here. Canada's golf industry generated $18.2 billion in economic benefits across the country in 2019, according to a recent analysis. The study was produced by group ATN Consulting, Inc., on behalf of the National Allied Golf Associations. The $18.2 billion economic impact of golf represents a 14% increase in contribution to Canada's GDP between 2013 and 2019. Just a reminder, this was pre-pandemic, Darren.
Wow.
$18.2 billion. I think the CFL's just into the billions, like $1.3 billion. Not that that's small, but we're talking Canada. Anytime there's a B before Ilion, that's a hell of a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, according to the report, the Canadian golf industry employed the equivalent of nearly 249,000 people in 2019 through direct and indirect spinoff effects and contributed $10.6 billion in household income in 1 year. And here's the amazing thing. As you've noticed, I've been hanging around a lot of golf guys. You've been there for some of it. And I said, I heard Alberta employs 35,000 people in the golf industry. And the guys were like, we employ more here. I don't know how that's not made more known.
I know. It's massive. The golf industry is huge.
So massive. And I'll just say this. This sports update for the Tap Brewhouse and Drive-Thru Liquor Store at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua and Regina. And for Ben Cahoon's G2G Protein Bars, the best you'll ever have. Let's get Mike one before he leaves. With 8 amazing flavors, RP Show viewers get 20% off with the promo code RP Show. Order yours now at g2gbars.ca. And for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive, where it is Taco Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Chicken tacos featured today for just $13.99. See ya at Wendell's. I had something else I was going to say, but I forget. Let's break and come back with viewer takeover. What do you say?
I'm in.
Yeah. You're watching the RP Show on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live for Suds Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You got to subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Laid back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the RP Show. It is viewer takeover time. I lost track of the fact that we're on national TV right now. I thought we were just on Facebook Live. Sorry if I got a little goofy last segment. Goofier than normal. Viewer takeover time right now? You're supposed to say, you weren't goofy, Rod.
You agreed with me. You changed for national? I just thought you were just the
same. I just went off the rails for a second.
Just roll.
Viewer takeover time. You can write us on the Prairie Mobile text line, 306-840-8777. Prairie Mobile is your authorized SaskTel Mobility dealer, headquartered in Winnipeg. John from Edmonton says, hey, Rod, great show, but what's your honest opinion about fans being able to come back to arenas and stadiums next year? I know junior hockey, not professional hockey, is allowing fans at some capacity. That is John in Edmonton. I reserve an answer on that for 1 to 2 weeks. Because I think the result of the U.S. federal election will impact COVID controls. I don't want to say much further than that. Do you want to read what Bob McCowan tweeted, however, the legendary sports talk host? You can paraphrase.
Yeah, I'll pull it up. But he said if at real Donald Trump loses tonight, he's told that he's going to be offered his own show, and then in brackets, maybe even his own channel on Fox News. And so it'll be interesting to see if he accepts. I don't know if he's kidding or not.
I don't think Donald Trump plans to lose. The polls I've seen have it running about 50-50. I don't think he wants to lose. I think if he does lose, he won't be the most disappointed, but he's out to win.
Of course.
And depending on who wins this election tonight, will have a massive impact on COVID controls on this continent. So, John, I just want to reserve my answer to your question on spectators allowed at games for the next 1 to 2 weeks, a month at the most. I hope you respect that. Bob in Grand Prairie, Alberta says, am I missing something or have you had Randy Ambrosi on as a guest? You're not missing anything. Randy Ambrosi was supposed to be with us Friday, then Monday, then today. He's had a personal issue, we're told, which I believe, and he's, I guess Friday is now the date for Randy Ambrosi. Metal Shingle Guy writes in and says, might be easier to get The Rock on your program than Ambrosi. Very possible. Jeff the Stamps Peters fan says, Rod, are you suggesting a conspiracy theory with COVID? Yes, Jeff. Yes, I am. If you're just paying attention till now, I've been saying it for a long time, but I'm outright saying it. Yes, this is not random, okay? From Brady in Saskatoon. Hey, Rod. Takeaway from last night's NFL game. The Buccaneers aren't as good as they're made out to be. Who said it first? John Lynch, I think. Your record is what you are. 6-2.
Pretty good. Now, Craig Smith made the point before that the Giants are a very tough team. They've had a lot of close games. Now, they're still a one-win football team, but they're going to surprise some people. They're a better football team than you think they are, but they're still a one-win football team.
We're halfway through the year. So let's not make any assumptions. Tampa's not as good. Watch the games. They're pretty good. Did you see what they did to the Packers? Ragdolled them. Let's talk about the Green Bay Packers, and maybe they aren't who we thought they were. Regarding the Buccaneers, Brady says they can barely beat the Giants. Too much hype, not enough to show for it. NFL trade deadline seems like it's going to be boring this year. I guess. Do you ever remember any real exciting trades at the deadline in the National Football League?
There's three trades on deadline day. That's a fireworks.
That we've talked about for years.
I know.
Hang on. What's this notification? Denver Broncos announced that GM John Elway and team president Joe Ellis have both tested positive for COVID-19. Well, thank God they're not playing. Lauren in Pittsburgh says, Randy is afraid of the hard questions, in my honest opinion. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. We'll get him on. What hard questions would there possibly be? He'll take questions from the viewers. What would you like to ask Randy Ambrosi?
I'm trying to think outside of what are you doing to be ready to play and will you play in 2021? Right? That's kind of where I'm going.
Is that hard?
I don't know. I think those are kind of expected, right? If Randy's not ready for those two questions, then we've got issues. We've got problems. But he'll be ready for those two.
Checking the reader board, Mick Panko says the NFC East is bad. I hope you're not looking for an argument, Mick. Jennifer Illingworth says, let us not bring up my beloved Packers. They are still 5-2. It's another saying that I like. You're only as good as your last game. I would agree with that. You're only as good as your last show. Dang, are we good?
Oh, yeah.
Poll question today. You can vote for the next 22 hours. Should coach/manager of the year awards include the playoffs? We're trying to sell each other on it.
I know.
I say yes. You say no. The Twitter vote, 54% say no. Regular season only, 46% say yes. Include the playoffs. Clearly the league struggled with this too because the CFL has gone back and forth on it. Viewer Andrew says, Rod, percentage-wise, what do you think of the CFL playing next season? 10%? Whew. We're smoking. We'll do it all again tomorrow at noon Eastern. Right here on Game Plus at Facebook Live. I had this steak!
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.